Well, I don't know what the demand was for the post office there, but I compare it to the rest of Ireland, and the decision by MPOS to close 159 post offices throughout the country, 17 of those in Donegal. And of course, we were given the impression that appeals would be seriously considered, but my view is that was only an empty formula. They told us that areas that had a population of 500, they would be entitled to have a post office, but they did the formula in such a way that that was impossible. So the Taoiseach is the same man who presided over a decision by government to close the post offices throughout the country, and here he opens one in his own constituency. It's not good enough. It's a very clear indication that the government have no interest in rural Ireland, and that's to be seen when look at the number of post offices that have closed, the number of Garda stations that have closed, the reduction in funding for rural Ireland.
So in your point of view, is it really effectively a kick in the teeth to rural Ireland and Donegal?
Well, there's no doubt about it. That's exactly what it is, because if you take Castleknock, and I'm not familiar with the facts, but they have the buses, they have all of the services there that we don't have in rural Ireland, and they've told us that if you're within 15 kilometres of another post office, that that's good enough, despite the fact that people have to take a taxi, a return taxi to collect their pensions. It just stinks as far as I'm concerned.